Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me for another episode of the Cashflow Ninja podcast. In today's show, I want to cover how to invest for the times we are living in. Let me ask you a question. When it's really, really cold and it's raining a lot, it's wet. I mean, it's just coming down and pouring. You know those days what I'm talking about, especially if you live in the Northern Hemisphere. And if you live in where I grew up in Cape Town and Stellenbosch in the wintertime, you know what I'm talking about. You kind of have the day that I'm trying to describe to you in mind. Now that you have that picture, think about a beautiful day. Nice and warm, beautiful summer's day. It's beach time, right? It's beach day. It's a day that you want to go to the beach and have some fun. It's really, really nice and warm. You're drinking a cold beverage and enjoying the company that you're in. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you dress the exact same for both of those days? Do you do the exact same things that you do on both those days? No, of course not. You dress differently. You make different preparations. For example, probably want a warm jacket, maybe a rain jacket, maybe an umbrella when it's pouring down versus some beachwear, maybe a towel, maybe some sunscreen or sunblock, maybe a hat, maybe a surfboard or a stand-up paddleboard and a wetsuit. So you do a lot of different things when things are different, right? So let me ask you a question. Why are we looking at the investment world and 99, maybe even higher than that percent of investors do the exact same thing, regardless of what's going on in the environment that they're in? Just think about that for a second. And everyone that is providing information in the investment world is giving you the exact same information at every single stage of the market cycle. Yeah, just buy an index fund, just dollar cost averaging. Just invest for the long term, max out your 401k, Just hold on to it. Dollar cost average. You know, you never know what's going to happen, so just buy over time. It'll even out, right? It's madness. It's craziness. And especially right now, things in the next 5 years are going to get so crazy. I think my mind is going to get blown, and I'm prepared mentally for this. Things are moving at such a rapid pace and speed. It is breathtaking. Friends, 5G is rolling out. We got 5G. We got the Internet of Things. We've got AI. We've got robotics. I just recently had surgery. A robot did the surgery. Robot. You know, doctor was sitting there clicking with a mouse. It's quite incredible. 3D printing. Driverless cars, which ties into the Internet of Things, 5G, you know, wearables. I mean, the list is endless. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it's going to get crazy at the speed at which things are changing. So how in the world are people going to just get the same advice to do the same thing in the next 5 years? Because they've basically just been fed and spoon-fed the exact same advice. Of course, six media companies own the majority of the media across the world now. There's really no free major media outlets, and the main sponsors, which is the actual customers and clients of those media, is what? Big Pharma, Wall Street, right? The banking and financial institutions, the military industrial complex, the folks making money from bombs and bombing places, and creating military weapons and so forth. And then obviously you've got big tech in there too, because they've literally taken over most of the planet. So yeah, so you're not going to get the information there any place in the next couple of years. So really, as an investor, You have to look at the environment that we're in and say, and the environment that that we're going in towards, and think to yourself and say, I can't be doing the same thing that I've been doing, because things are going to change and it's going to change rapidly. If you're an experienced investor, you know that market cycles change and asset cycles. So there's different ways to invest in different times of the asset cycles, right? So it all has to do with your paradigm and worldview and the way that you, the lens through which you see the world. And that's really what differentiates the 1% or the 0.01% from the rest of the world, is the lens through which they see the world. Because if you think about it, literally today, if you have access to a supercomputer, which can fit into your palm, also known as a smartphone, everybody's got access to the same information. I mean, Ivy League schools are putting education for free online for folks to consume if they want to. So there's no hiding information. It's literally the mindset and your paradigm and your worldview, your models and frameworks, your belief systems and so forth, that determines the lens through which you see the world and the information and how you process the information, what you see, because you can have a person of the 1% or the 0.01% standing next to the rest of the population, the global population. They're looking at the same thing and they're seeing a completely different thing than what the rest of the world is seeing. So I think that's like the big, big, major, massive difference. And that's why wealth inequality will always exist, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger because of this massive, massive difference in paradigm. So there's a massive, massive difference towards the paradigm of the 1%, 0.01%, and then the rest of the population. The 1% and the 0.01% also see the world for what it is, as a spectator. So they step back. They're very, very good. Again, because of the paradigm that they have, their worldview and their mindset, they know that it's not black and white. The world is gray. There's a lot of gray in it, and they know that. So they definitely know that they can't get emotionally involved in things. They have to unplug themselves and take a step backwards and be the spectator in this, I don't know, this spinning ball of dirt that is just racing and turning at a rapid speed and flying in space, and be a spectator of what's going on here, all the craziness that's going on. And because of that, they see actually what is actually happening, and they can actually see the world for what it is, not what they wish it is or how they dream it's supposed to be, where the majority of the global population, besides the fact that we're being divided and conquered on a daily basis, everybody's being told to hate each other. I mean, it doesn't work. We have literally seen just in the past, I don't know, 18 months, that it's we're now all divided on a mask and no mask. I mean, it's crazy. So whether it's race, religion, cultural, women, men, children, parents, I mean, you name it. They have divided and conquered everyone so much. And then in that divide and conquer strategy is putting everyone in these echo chambers, which just amplifies this divide and conquer strategy and riles people up against each other. So everybody's trapped there. They can't step out of it and just see the world for what it is. They now are literally indoctrinated in their worldview and their paradigm, basically, to believe this. And this is what they want the world to look like, and that's how they see the world. Where if you look at what the 1% and the 0.1% is doing, is they're stepping back and looking at for what it actually is and making decisions on actually what is going on. And that is a very powerful lesson when it comes to being a business owner, an entrepreneur, and a investor in the fourth industrial revolution, because my friends, it's going to get wild. It is going to get real wild. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that in this episode of, well, what are some of the things that you can do to realize the times that we're in and invest accordingly? Before I dive into that and share five things that you can do to align yourself better as an investor in an ever-changing environment, see the world for what it is, and invest in accordingly for the world that we're living in, instead of the world that you wish to be. I want to make a quick announcement. I'm very, very excited. One of the visions that I had for Cashflow Ninja was turning it into an education platform. My mission, and I'm very mission-driven in this, is to really empower as many people as I can, and helping them to become self-reliant through education. I'm very, very, very mission-driven in it. I think it's a huge need in our society globally. We're living in a world filled with victims, and victimhood is praised and elevated, and now everybody wants to be a victim. I'm taking a massive stand against that, and I want to really empower you and your family to become self-reliant and take care of yourself and each other in this crazy, crazy time period that we're living in. Because, yes, there's a lot of things to be depressed about or negative about, but you could also realize and relish the opportunity that is in front of us, because in times of chaos, rapidly changing environments that is filled with disruptors and disruption, there's massive opportunities. So we are already amidst the greatest wealth transfer in human history. We are living during the fourth industrial revolution. We are living now already in the great reset. The reset has already started. We've covered it on this show. We will continue to cover it on this show. So please support us on all different channels that you're enjoying this content on, and give us a share if you appreciate the stuff that we're sharing. So we're in the fourth industrial revolution. We are amidst the great reset, and we're living in a time right now which I believe years from now we will look back to and refer to it as the greatest depression of the 2020s. And if you look at the real data, it's already starting to look like that. You have to have really accurate data in times like this. In times of great deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, as George Orwell would say. But anyway, we've launched our educational platform. We've launched our first program, which I'm very excited about. It's called the Cashflow Core Builder. I poured my heart and soul into this, and we're giving community members early access to that for a fraction of the cost. $250 gets you on a 4-week program where content is released every Monday, and every Friday you have a live call, group coaching call with myself on there answering everyone's questions. And this is for four weeks, and then it's done. You have access to the content for as long as you can, and when we start the next group of folks going through the program, all of those live calls, you can get on those live calls if you bought into this program forever. So very powerful stuff. You're going to need a strong community, and that was one of the goals with that. So what are we going to cover in this program? What's the Cashflow Core Builder all about? Well, within the 4 weeks, at the completion of the 4 weeks, you will have a bulletproof strategy for the Great Reset, the greatest depression of the 2020s, and the fourth industrial revolution. You're going to have a strategy to protect your capital and cash flow and to be on the right side of the greatest wealth transfer in human history. It's already started. It's already started. You can already see the wealth inequality. There's been more billionaires created in 2020 than at any other given time. The numbers are staggering. So while more people are falling into poverty, you're getting a lot of folks becoming billionaires during this time. And this is what's going to happen. That's what the Great Reset's all about, folks. You're going to have really, really wealthy folks, and you're going to have the rest. The middle's going to be hollowed out. At the completion of the 4 weeks, you're going to have a strategy of how to replace your income in 5 years or less. I'm going to share what I did to replace my household income in less than 5 years through cash flow strategies. You're gonna have a toolbox, because again, we're teaching people how to fish. We're not fishing for you. We're not money managers. We're not going to manage your money for you. You are responsible for the management of your wealth. Again, self-reliance through education. I want you to be able to fish yourself. So when the 4 weeks is done, you're going to have tools to be able to make decisions and figure things out, because things are going to change rapidly and quickly. So what are some of the tools? I'm going to share some models and frameworks that you can use to see what is going on, because there's going to be a ton of misinformation, which there already is right now. People don't really even know what's going on because nothing's being shared, really. Here and there, it's being snuck in, right? And at the end of the week, just with the stuff that we share, the cost of for early access insiders, our community is $250. You're gonna recapture that already just through some of the strategies that we share in our cash flow recapture training. You're gonna be able to recapture much more than that. We were able to show someone recently of how to recapture thousands of dollars per month just by doing one tweak. We're gonna share that in there. So that is basically what you will have at the end of this. What does it look like? In the first week, we're going to work on the investor, which is the asset. We're going to look at foundational stuff that you need as an investor today to have those foundational building blocks in place. We're going to work a little bit on self-mastery. Self-awareness is where the 1% and the 0.01% really differentiate themselves. We're going to look at what makes high performers high performers. So we're going to deconstruct high performance folks. We're going to take a look at your inventory, where you are right now. You're going to do that. It's getting on the wealth scale, as I call it. And you're going to do that and take yourself through that process. We're going to help you architecture and design your dream life. We're going to look at credit. Then we're going to look at the money game. Money, that just that episode itself should be a game changer for you. And then we're going to cover the new environment and share models and frameworks of how you can do that. In week two, we're going to look at the strategy. We're going to look at the strategy framework. We're going to show you how to assemble your dream team. We're going to look at debt management. We're going to show you cash flow recapture, as I mentioned, how to recapture the cash flow that you're unknowingly leaking every single month. We're going to talk about collateralization, my favorite topic ever. That's what the ultra wealthy do, the big power players. I'm going to share exactly how they do that. We're going to talk about liquidity, self-directed funds in week three. We're going to work on systems and processes and tactics and vehicles. We're going to have a training on insurance, taxes, asset protection, estate planning. We're going to look at risk management. We're going to look at the family office model. I'm going to walk you through how to create your own statement of purpose and your own family constitution. We're going to talk about passive income and leverage income generators. We're going to look at a filter of how to analyze investments, real estate, businesses, commodities, paper assets, and life settlements. We're also going to cover all of those. And then in week four, this came from the community. I got a ton of emails about this. The entire week four, we're going to cover crypto. We're going to cover cryptocurrencies. So we're going to look at your strategy, which we would have created at that point already within the first 3 weeks, and where crypto fits in. And then we're going to look at the crypto game, because there's a game in crypto. I'm going to share with you exactly the crypto game. We're going to talk Bitcoin and crypto investing. We're going to talk crypto cash flow. I'm going to share with you six different investing strategies in crypto, which three of them are cash flow strategies. Then we're going to show you how to create a crypto strategy. We're going to show you risk management with crypto, crypto taxes, crypto estate planning. And then we're going to wrap up the 4 weeks, and then it's all done. So right now, for today, the price is going up on midnight. So this is May 3rd, Monday, May 3rd. That this episode is airing, and the program's going live. And for our insiders and our Cashflow Ninja listeners and community, if you join because the first content has just been released, if you join today, you'll get that price, you'll be a part of that, and you can join us for 4 weeks. Go to cashflowninja.com/core, C-O-R-E. That's cashflowninja.com/core, C-O-R-E, and you can sign up for that program with us. I look forward to seeing everyone in the program. If you're not there, I'm going to continue to maximize value for you and keep you informed of everything that you should know through the free content that we put out on all the podcast platforms, all the video platforms, and the webinars and so forth that we do. That's free for all of our community globally, which is now in 180 countries. It's crazy. We have listeners that have listened to us and downloaded in 180 countries. Very, very blessed and very, very honored to be serving such a wide audience. And like I said, I'm very mission-driven. We are trying to help you get self-reliant in these crazy times through education. Now, back to our conversation. I shared with you that I'm going to share how to invest for the times that we're living in. So there's a couple of things that you can do. Here's a quick exercise I do every single day. And I learned this from Dan Sullivan, which was Strategic Coach. It's a DOS exercise, dangers, opportunities, and strengths. Every single day, if you can work through that framework, look at all the dangers that are out there. And within those dangers and things that are changing, you're to find opportunities. And then you've got to look at your strengths, your skill sets, your capabilities, and your relationships and the skill sets and capabilities of folks in your network, and see how you can capitalize on those opportunities. Remember, the 1% and the 0.1% want clarity, right? They want to see the world for what it is. It's not about positivity or negativity or any of that nonsense. It's about clarity. If you're sitting on a train track and the train is coming towards you, it doesn't matter how positive you are, that train's coming over you. So get clear, see the train's coming on, get off the train track, and now you start looking at opportunities, and now you start looking at ways of how you can leverage your skills, your capabilities, and your talents. That's the first thing that I'll share with you. The second one is be a contrarian. Look at what other people are believing, because most people they believe the stuff, the nonsense that's in the news. Again, six media companies own all of the media. And what are they telling you? Well, they're telling you what their customers are telling them to tell you. Who are their customers? Big pharma, military industrial complex, banking and financial institutions. I mean, yeah, you know who I'm talking about. You've looked at, just look at the advertisements. And you'll see who owns these media companies. And then, of course, sometimes they're owned by a single person. You know, like the Washington Post, for example, is owned by Jeff Bezos. So, you know, democracy doesn't die in darkness. It dies in the light of day. And Carlos Slim with the New York Times. So anyway, so be a contrarian. If everybody's believing one thing, you already know that it's wrong. You know, Doug Casey, that's been on the show, I look up to Doug as a mentor. He's mentioned, and he stated before, he's like, the only reason why I browse through the news headlines, MC, is to see the nonsense that everyone else is believing. So, and then he takes an opposite position to that. And for most of the time, I'm going to say, like, the probability is probably 99% you're right, just betting against the crowd. Because nobody knows anything. There's a ton of propaganda out there. You got to take a step back and look at this and see the narratives and what the agenda is behind the narratives and where this is going. So look at what everybody's getting wrong, because everybody's getting stuff wrong. Take a step back unemotionally and look at what people are believing and what is something that they're believing that's completely, completely not reality. And there's an opportunity as a speculator and investor just in that scenario. Number three, correct data and information. You're going to have to pay for data and information, unfortunately. The good stuff is not going to be available for free. So I'll give you a couple of data and information sources I subscribe to. Shadow Stats from John Williams. So they look at and calculate information how it was before all the shenanigans started happening. So, for example, if you look at shadow stats right now, just by calculating inflation how it used to be calculated, you're looking at like 10 to 12% right now of inflation. Unemployment, you're looking at 25.7%. That's not what they're telling you in the news, and that's why people they don't have sufficient data to make good investments from as an investor. How does it help me? At 10 to 12% inflation, using the rule of 72, meaning that you have to divide your return through that to see how quickly you will double your money. You can see that, man, at like 10, let's just say 12%, like 6 years, I got to double my money every 6 years just to keep up with inflation, basically, right? So that's how you can use that. John Williams, Shadow Stats, that's one. I'll give you that one. I'll give you another one, Trends Journal, Gerald Salenta. I've had him on the show. Very entertaining. I'm telling you the information that they're putting out at the Trans Journal. I'll try and get Gerald back on the show, by the way. The information that they're putting out is unreal. It's about 130 to 150 pages a week that he's releasing. It's like a book. I'm reading a book a week just by reading the Trans Journal. The information is unbelievable. They have been a way ahead of this. I don't even know what to call it, but it's this nonsense that's been going on for the last 18 months, which has just been a complete fabrication of, for the most part. They've been way ahead of all of this, and they continue to be way ahead of all this stuff. So if you want to know what's going to happen in the future, that's a very good source. So there's two very good resources right there. There's several others, but again, you're going to have to subscribe. You're going to have to take out money out of your pocket, and you're going to have to pay for some of this data information, because you're not going to get it for free on platforms where big pharma and big tech is paying the bills, because it's in their best interest to keep you misinformed, and heavily, heavily misinformed. All right. Number four, cycle. There's different strategies during the cycle, every cycle. The asset cycle, for example, and the market cycle, right? So we all know that you want to buy at the bottom, buy low, sell high, right? So you want to buy at rock bottom prices. You want to look at the asset cycle and then the market in the niche in that asset cycle and see where we're at. Can you buy low? We're buying resorts right now in the commercial real estate niche, because there's a lot of opportunities there where we can get in at low prices. That's the first step. You want to be able to leverage debt. You want to be able to get cash flow appreciation, have some tax benefits, and be a beneficiary on the right side of the compound interest effect of inflation, which is the invisible tax, right? So that's how you want to do that. And then you want to buy more. You want to keep buying more. You buy at the bottom, you keep buying more, and then eventually you'll sell some off, position liquidity, and position yourself in assets that could withstand shocks. So the money game is changing big time. So you're going to have to have a stable of horses. I've used the analogy of a stable of horses. Cash is going to be your everyday horse, your horse and buggy. Gold and silver is going to be a war horse. When the bullets start flying, the horse is just going to put its head down and keep going. Crypto is going to be your forest horse. So you're going to have to do a couple of different things. We share that in the Cashflow Core program, cashflowninja.com/core. And essentially, that's how you play cycle. So you invest differently at different parts of the cycle, and of the asset cycle and of the market cycle. So you want to be very, very cognizant of that. Number five, the rules change big time. And we are in the process of the rules changing. The rules are always changing. The taxes are a big rule book for the game of money. That's changing big time under the new administration. It looks like it's changing globally. And they're even trying to coordinate now globally. They're not even hiding that. You know, the global corporate tax, quote unquote, that they're discussing, or that the current U.S. administration is proposing, and other talking heads around the world are kind of biting on that. So you could see that they're even trying to coordinate something like that. So the rules are changing: capital gains tax, estate planning. And here's just a little secret for everyone: the 1% is not going to pay any of us, and the 0.01% is definitely not paying any of us. Who's going to pay this? The middle class. So again, most of the stuff being done right now is trying to hollow out the middle class. The war on small business. They've tried to destroy small business through Amazon. That's taken too long. Then they just locked everybody down. And if you were able to survive the lockdowns globally, because most countries locked down and forced businesses to close, it wasn't a virus that destroyed those businesses. It was the government. So if you were forced to be locked down and you survive that, well, now in the U.S., they want to raise your taxes, raise the corporate taxes, which the big companies are not going to pay. They don't. They won't pay that. It's going to be the small businesses, the people in the middle. And of course, the U.S. government has also announced that they're going to increase the capabilities of the IRS to target small business owners. So there's a war on small business, and it's because they want to hollow out the middle class. That's what all these things are designed to do. We share strategies in, within the Cashflow Core Builder program, how you can position yourself and your business on the right side of this and not fall victim to these predators that are coming after you. Okay, so that's like the five things. So clarity, seeing the world and the markets for what it is and invest accordingly. Be a contrarian, number two. What lies are other people believing? What are things that are not even based on reality that you can position yourself as an investor to be on the other side of that? Number three, have the correct data and information. That's going to be, I mean, your decisions are only as good as the data information that it's based on, right? Cycle, what there's different strategies for different parts of the cycle. You got to be cognizant of that. You got to know what you can do and what you should be doing at different part or different times of the market cycle. And then number five, the rules are changing. Be aware of the rules changing constantly. Taxes, big one. The rules are changing massively. And also the money system is in the process of resetting and changing. It's happening. I mean, too many news articles to cover just on that. It's happening. It's happening, folks. It's coming. It's coming big time. It's coming at you. Digital government, central bank currencies, whatever they want to call it. That's going to be a reality sooner than later. We'll see how that plays out. But those are the five things that I would share right now of how to invest for the times that we're living in. Again, lots of stuff that's crazy and that could, I don't know, not scare folks, but make you a little bit fearful. Take a step back. Realize the gift of the time that we're living in. We are living in the most amazing time in human history on the spinning ball of dirt that's floating or going through high pace through the space. I don't know. We have to ask Elon Musk what it's doing, but we're living on it. So we're going to see stuff within the next year and in the next 5 years that we thought would be unimaginable. It's going to be past our greatest imagination, and there's going to be so much opportunities. Just think of the stuff that we already have availability to, right? Literally a supercomputer that fits into the palm of your hand with information that was available on Star Trek with Captain Kirk, video calling people anywhere on the galaxy, right? So there's a lot of stuff to be thankful for, a lot of stuff to be excited about. I'm very excited. I think this is the greatest time ever. And we want to get you and your family on the right side of all of this. So for the next 24 hours, until midnight on the 3rd, sign up for our program. It's not going to be available at that price again at cashflowninja.com/core. Cashflowninja.com/core, CORE. And I will see you there. If you're not joining us in the program, we'll keep producing and delivering for you. I appreciate you all. I love you all, wherever you are in the world. And we'll continue to keep you informed of everything that we see going on there as much as we can. Appreciate you all. And until next time, love infinitely. Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja.